God bless you. Again, thank you for joining us tonight, and we're looking for a great time in the Lord tonight in the Word of God. And I tell you, the Lord just is just so good to us and mighty and merciful to us, and we are thankful to Him for all that He is doing. And I know you have a praise report. I know you are happy what God has done for you today, taking you all day long and brought you back home safe. And I tell you, it's good to give thanks unto the Lord, for the Bible said, for He is good and He is worthy to be praised. Oh, bless His name tonight. Oh, glory to God. And then we also will be praying at the end of the word that we will give you tonight, at the end of the message. We'll be praying for people that are sick, that are going through. And the Bible tells us to pray one for another. And so we will be praying tonight that God would touch people, heal, deliver them, and set them free. All right, God bless you. Hey, if you have your Bibles, turn with us to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, and we're only going to read one verse, and that verse is number 58, and the Bible said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Oh, bless His name. I'll talk to you on the subject tonight. Be steadfast and unmovable. You know, a lot of people are moving away from the gospel. A lot of people are giving up. A lot of people are going back, and a lot of people don't want to come to church. So Apostle Paul is saying to us through the Word of God tonight in 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. He said, "You be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." So we're going to be talking about that tonight. So the word steadfast means firm, fixed in place, firmly fixed in place, amen, and not subject to change. Firm in belief. So we have to be firm in place, stay in place. Praise God. We believe in Jesus Christ, and we believe that He's the Son of God. We believe that He died on the cross and was resurrected on the third day and ascended into the heaven and sat down on the right hand of God the Father. Then we have to be firm in that. We cannot let people move us away from that. We cannot allow them to change our mind. So he's saying that you're firmly fixed in place. This is what I believe. This is what I'm standing on. It's the Word of God. And he said, you are not subject to change. You know, a lot of people are changing today. Praise God. But the believers, the children of God, have to come to a place that we are not subject to change. We are going to stand on the Word of God. We are going to stand on the promises of God. And then it said, it's firm in belief. You have a lot of people trying to change our belief, trying to get you to believe in something else. But Apostle Paul said, no, you have to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Now, Paul encouraged the Corinthian church to remain faithful to everything that he has taught them. So that's what he began to speak to the Corinthian church, and it was some argument about the resurrection, and Paul had to set them straight about this, and he is saying to them that you have to remain faithful to everything that we have taught you. When we see the word therefore in Scripture, we should always back up to see why it is there. Therefore, what is therefore? Therefore, amen. The word usually indicates a some summary of what was previously stated. In this case, Paul addressed those who have fallen away from his original teaching on the resurrection. And I want you to know, beloved, there's a lot of people that have fallen away from the teaching of the Word of God. Amen. They no longer want to believe the Word of God means just what it said. Amen. They want to find an easy way out. They want to believe the way they want to believe. And the Bible began to tell us there are ways that seem right unto the man, to man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You know, just because the Word of God means just what it said, and we can't change that. We cannot change that. The Bible said that we take away from the Word or add to the Word of God. He said that we're going to be dealt with by God. So the Word of God means just what it said. And see, these Corinthian believers, though that Paul taught the Word of God to, the Bible said that now that they have fallen away from the original teaching on the resurrection. They no longer believe what Paul told them, and it's happening in the church today. Our society that we are living in today is happening that people don't believe what the Word of God said. Don't believe what years ago when preachers preached the Word of God and under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, people believed that word. They trusted the Word of God, and now people say, well, it doesn't take all of that. You know, we don't have to do all of that now. See, and a lot of them are falling away from the teaching of the apostles and prophets, and they want to do it their way. It was just like when Moses went up into the mountain to get the commandments, and the people, that the Bible said that he stayed there for a period of time. The people went to Aaron and said, "I don't know what happened to this Moses that we was here. We want to build ourselves a god. We want a god that we can control. We want a god that we can speak to. We want a god that he'll listen to us." And God would never, ever do that, beloved. He will not change for you or for me. And the Apostle Paul was teaching them that we have to stand on that Word of God. God is not going to and never will come down to our standards. If we want to be right with God, then we have to go up to his standard. We have to do what the Word of God is telling us to do. And many people, because of this, many people don't want to come to church. Many people don't want to associate themselves with God. But I want you to know that sooner or later, we are going to need him more than he need us. Amen. And it remind me when Jesus spoke to the people that was following him, he was talking about communion, and he said, "Except you eat of this flesh, my flesh, and drink of my blood, you have nothing with me." And the Bible said it was a hard teaching, and the people did not understand what he was talking about, and many went back on him. Many left him and wouldn't follow him anymore. Because you know what? If you don't preach what they like, if you started teaching about sin, you started teaching about their wrongdoing, then people would stop coming to church. But we can't stop teaching the Word of God and preaching the Word of God because people don't want to hear it. The Bible said, preach it in season and out of season. He said, preach the Word of God. And I think that pastors and preachers and ministers have taken down because they listening to people and still are listening to God. God told us to preach the Word of God. People may not like it, but we still have to preach it. And the verse number 58 in the Message Bible, it said, with all of this going on for us, you're talking about, he is saying that be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord. And the Message Bible is coming back and saying to us, with all of this going on for us, my dear friend, stand your ground, amen, and don't hold back, amen. My God, we need to tell people about Jesus Christ. We can't be ashamed of him, beloved. All that he has done for you and for me, we cannot be ashamed. He said, don't hold back. My God, begin to tell people that you know Jesus, that you are a child of God, that he is your Savior, he is your Lord, he is your Master. Don't hold back. Let people know where you stand. Then he said, throw yourself into the work of the Master. Throw yourself into the work of the Master. Don't be just messing around playing church. He said, throw yourself into the work of the Master. Amen. Confidence that nothing you do for him is a waste of time or effort. Whatever we are doing to the glory of God, the Bible said, do it with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul and strength. And do you not know that when you do it to the glory of God, that God will reward you for that. Amen. He said it's not a waste of time or effort. God sees what we are doing. He said in the word that if we do good, then good is going to come back to us. Amen. But on the other hand, if we do evil, then evil is coming back to us. Amen. See, we want all of God's best, but we don't want to serve him. We don't want to yield to him. We don't want to dedicate our lives to him. And that's the problem, beloved. That is one of the problems that we are having in the church world today, that people don't want to surrender their heart totally to him. They want to half-heartedly serve God. Amen. It's all right for to go to church on Sunday, they say, but the rest of the week they want to do what they want to do. Beloved, God is not looking for a part-time Christian. Amen. God want all of us, or he want none of us. He want us to yield completely to him. Amen. And then here that the Bible said here, throw yourself into the work of the Lord. Don't hold back. Amen. Be confident that nothing you do for him is a waste of time or effort. God sees exactly what you and I are doing. If our motive is right, if we are doing it to the glory of God, God will reward you and I. That he said it in the word. Hallelujah. Then he goes on and said, we were embracing heresy and introducing destructive ideas contrary to the gospel. That's what these false teachers were doing. They were embracing heresies and introducing destructive ideas contrary to the gospel. And Paul stood up and told him, no, you cannot do that. You have to be unmovable. You have to abound in the word. You have to be steadfast. Don't listen to these false teachers and prophets. He said, you have to make up your mind, for God I will live, and for God I am going to die. Amen. Then Paul restated the truth of Christ's death for sin and bodily resurrection, and then exhort them to remain firm in that teaching. Paul is saying, don't let these people, these false prophets, these false teachers come in and lead you away from the teaching that you receive. The word of God is still true, beloved. Amen. The Bible said his word is settled in heaven. His word will not change. We can stand on the word of God. And this is what Paul was encouraging the Corinthian church to do. You have to stand, my God. You have to remain firm in that teaching. Amen. There's a whole lot of teaching that's going on, whole lot of false prophets and teachers that come on to make things sound good, to twist the gospel for their sake. And praise God. But God is not in that. The word of God is true all by itself. Amen. And we have to learn how to live it and be in it, praise God, and use it and walk in it and let it help us to be the Christian that you and I need to be. Amen. Amen. He said, to be steadfast, unmovable, is to be spiritual grounded. You are spiritual grounded. Amen. A steadfast person knows what he believes and cannot be tossed back and forth with every wave and blown here and there by every wind of teaching. Amen. So you know what you believe in. You know who you are. You know the word of God. Apostle Paul is saying, and if you are steadfast, unmovable, is to be spiritually grounded. I'm grounded in the word of God. I know what the word of God said, and I'm not going to move away from that. I don't care what other people do. My God, it has nothing to do with other people. It has to do with me. This is what I believe. I believe that he is the Son of God. I believe that I know what I believe. A person know what he believes. I know the word of God is right. I know the word of God is true. I know God means just what he said. He said he's not a man that he shall lie, neither the son of man that he shall repent. If God said it, then he's going to do it. He's spoken it, then he will bring it to pass. So he said we cannot be tossed back and forth by every wave and blown here and there by every wind of teaching. You'll find that in Ephesians, the 4th chapter and the 14th verse. Amen. You cannot one day you believe in Christ, the next day you believe in something else. Hallelujah. God said, no, you are not spiritually grounded. We got to come to a point that we are spiritually grounded. And regardless of what goes on around us and what the devil try to bring to us, we are still grounded spiritually. We still believe the word of God. We still trust the word of God. And beloved, there are things that you and I have to go through in life. But guess what? It still does not take away the fact that what I believe, I'm still grounded in the word of God. Now, he said, an unmovable person can hear false teaching, engage doubters, and defend truth without it shaking their own faith. Amen. Regardless of what, sometimes we have to talk to these people. We have to talk to people that don't believe in God, don't believe in Jesus Christ. But he said that, my God, when we talk to them, when we defend the truth, it shall not shake our own belief. It shall not shake our faith. I still trust God. Regardless of what people say, they don't take all of that in the church. Going to church on Sunday, going to church on Tuesday, going to church in the word of God on Wednesday. They'll say it doesn't take all of that. But guess what? It will not shake my faith because I know who I believe. I'm spiritually grounded in the word of God, and I know you too. Amen. In his other epistle to the Corinthians, Paul expressed his concern for this church. He said, I'm concerned about this church. Amen. I'm afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent, cunning your mind may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure dedication to Christ. You'll find that in 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter and the 13th verse. He said, I got some concern about this church. Amen. I got some concern that you'll be like Eve, that you was deceived by the servant. Amen. That cunning servant. Amen. In your mind may somehow be led away from your sincerity and pure devotion to Christ. He said, I'm concerned about that. Don't allow that to happen. Beloved, people say, well, it doesn't matter what church I go to. It doesn't matter who preached to me. Amen. Yes, it does. It does matter. Amen. You want to be around people that are, the Bible tells us that iron sharpens iron. You can't just be around everybody. You can't let everybody preach to you. Amen. You can't let everybody lay hands on you. No. He said, I'm concerned as Eve was deceived by the serpent. See, beloved, the enemy is out trying to deceive you and I, and we have to make sure we know truth. We know the word of God. The Bible tells us, he says, study to show thyself approved, a workman needed to be not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. If we do not know the word of God, we will be deceived. You have to have the word of God in your heart. You must know it. You must study it. You must read it. Amen. Because the word is the thing that's going to keep you and I, amen, from not being deceived. Amen. Hallelujah. to remain steadfast and unmovable, we have to know, again, this, he said, we have to know the word of God. Amen. Because these people out here, these false prophets and these false teachers will tell you stuff that sound good, and if you don't know truth, they can twist you up in knot. But you have to know the truth. You have to know the word of God. Amen. And let me tell you something. When you know the word of God, and when something that you heard or somebody preaching something, praise God, you something in you, the Spirit of God in you will let you know, there, no, something wrong with that. That's not right. That's not what the word of God said. And but if you don't know the word of God, he said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. You have to have knowledge of the word of God. And when you have knowledge of the word of God, you can make it. Again, here in 2 Timothy 2 and 15, I just quoted, but I'll read it again. He says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. Satan used scriptures for his own purpose, twisting it to sound as though it says something that it doesn't. Amen. You'll find that in St. Luke, the 4th chapter, verse 9 through 11. Amen. Just because, you know, you hear people using scripture, they may be using it, they twist it sometimes out of context so to make it fit what they want it to fit. Amen. But you got to study to know what the word of God really say. Amen. And then he said that the Satan used scripture for his own purpose, twisting it to sound as though it says something that it doesn't say. Amen. So you have to know what the word of God say. So when this stuff come about, you say, no, that is not of God. Amen. If we have not been diligent in our study and meditating on truth, we are vulnerable to error. The false religions of the world can be persuaded when they quote the Bible scripture, support their own error. Amen. You know, people will twist the scripture to fit what they want it to fit. And God said, they'll say things that I said, but I did not say it. He said, they are using the word, and they're saying, God told me to say that. And God said, I didn't say it at all. So we have to know truth, beloved. We have to study the word of God. We have to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And then in Acts 20 and 27, for I have not shown to declare unto you all the counsel of God. It is God's desire that we grow daily in our understanding of him and his word so that we will remain faithful to the end. You heard that? Amen. And then in verse number 58, with the resurrection as their confidence, amen, Christian can conduct their service for the Lord with strength. Because of the resurrection, beloved, amen, we can conduct the service for the Lord with strength. Resurrection hope should inspire work and ministry rather than passive. The redeemed are truly a people with something to live for. Amen. There's a reason, praise God, when you live for him, he said, I'm going to give you everlasting life. Amen. And when God gives us everlasting life, nobody can take that away from us. Hallelujah. And then in St. Luke 10, 1 and 3, he said, after these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them out two by two before his face. Amen. And into every city and every place, whether he himself would come. In verse number 2 said, therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the labors are few. Pray you therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into the harvest. Verse number 3 said, go your way. Behold, I send you forth as lamb among wolves. And then in the last scripture for tonight is St. John 8 and 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believeth on him, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples. disciples indeed. Listen to what Jesus said, beloved. He said unto the Jews that believeth on him, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. You can't go half the way. We have to go all the way. Amen. We can't go part of the way and stop and turn around and go back. No, we got to go all. He said, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Oh, bless his holy name. I pray to God tonight that you've been blessed by the word of God. Amen. Knowing that God is saying through the Apostle Paul that we have to be steadfast, unmovable. Amen. We got to be firm, fixed in place, not subject to change, firm in our belief, firm in believing the word of God, standing on the word of God. Let us pray tonight. Father, we just bless you, and we thank you for all that you have done and all that you are doing. Father, we thank you for the holy word that you have given us tonight, that anointing upon the word tonight. Father, we give you glory. We give you honor tonight. Father, we ask you just to stretch forth your mighty hand and touch those that are sick tonight, those that are going through. Jamara, Lord, we ask you to continue to, Jamara Woodson, to actually continue to just touch his body and strengthen him. Father, we pray for Sister Crawley. We ask you to continue to touch her body, continue to heal her. Sister Dorothy Carter, Lord, Crawley, Lord, Dorothy Crawley, just touch her body, God, and continue to heal her in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for Mom Patton, that you'll just touch her and strengthen her, heal her, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for Sister Wanda Royer, that you'll just touch her body and strengthen her, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for it. We thank you for touching her right, and Wesley, we thank you for touching them right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray for Sister Betty Ann Davis. Oh, Lord God, to continue to bless and strengthen her in the name of Jesus. Send your word and strengthen her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for the mother of our church, Mother Dolores Lickens, that you continue to strengthen her, that you continue to heal her body. And the father of our church, Deacon Walter Brown, that you continue to strengthen and encourage him and lift him up in the Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray for Lady Beatty. You'll touch her body, strengthen her, Father God, and heal her in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for Denise. Niece Sally, that you'll just strengthen her and heal her, God, by your mighty power. Oh, Father, we're not giving up on you. We believe in you. We're steadfast. We're unmovable. We are firm in our belief. So touch them in the name of Jesus. We pray for every person that listening that's on this line tonight. We pray that each one that is going through, each one that are hurting, each one that have things that need to be changed in their life, going through circumstances they don't understand. Oh, Father God, we ask you to bless and heal them. Oh, God, we praying for Marquita tonight, God, that you'll touch her. And, God, just minister to her and bring deliverance to her in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You told us to pray and to seek your face, and you will hear us. Oh, Lord God, we thank you tonight. We glorify you tonight. We praying for my grandson Malik, that you continue to heal him, that you continue to make ways for him, and Nikki and Mike and Mike. Oh, Father God, we pray for him. God, we put him in your hand, that you will meet the needs, that you will make ways, God, in the name of Jesus. And we continue to bless Michael and LaShawn, and continue to strengthen them, continue to heal, bring more strength in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for every member of our church. Oh, Lord God, that you will just touch every deacon, every trustee, every usher, every missionary, whatever ministry they're working in. We are praying that you will just help us to be faithful to you, to stand firm on your word in the name of Jesus. Don't let us take down. Don't let us lose hope. Oh, God, we stand upon your promises. We stand upon your word in the name of Jesus. God, that some of our loved ones are sick. Father God, we ask you to help them. God, we pray for Gloria Param, Lord, just to comfort her heart and to strengthen her in the mighty name of Jesus. Give her strength, God. God, you are right there with her. God, heal her. God, strengthen her. Give her joy unspeakable, full of glory in the Holy Ghost. God, we pray for Tressa and her her daughter and her grandson. You know the situation. We ask you to work it out in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for every pastor, every preacher, every bishop. God, that you'll strengthen and encourage in the name of Jesus. We pray for everybody that's driving on the highway, that you keep them safe. All of the truckers, Lord, take them safe and bring them back home safe, Lord. Let the angel of the Lord ride upon the hood of the truck. Oh, God, keep them safe in the name of Jesus. You know every name, God. God, we pray for those that are working in the prison system, that you'll keep them in the mighty name of Jesus. And then, God, we pray that you'll save, deliver, and set free in Jesus' name. We pray for Reverend Anderson tonight, that you will just touch her right now, and heal her, God, and strengthen her right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we pray and believe your word and stand upon your word. We pray for this prayer line, the Dream Team prayer line, that you continue to bless it, that you continue that people come on to be blessed by God. We thank you for it, and we give you glory, and we give you honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Live and unmuted. I wanted you to give God the glory. Why don't you give God the praise? Hallelujah. Come on, open your mouth and give him glory. Give him praise for all that God has done for us, all that he is doing for us. We owe him a praise. We owe him a praise. Hallelujah. The Lord has kept us and is keeping us. We owe him a praise. So, God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for victory. You said what things whatever we desire when we pray, believe that we have them and we shall have them. So we believe it tonight. We trust you tonight. We stand on your promises, we stand on your word in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. My soul say hallelujah to you. Hallelujah to your ways. Hallelujah to your word in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, God is good to us, beloved. God is so good to us. We thank him for it. We thank him for the word. We thank him for the Holy Spirit. We thank him for the victory. Victory is mine. Amen. Somebody shout out, say, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Not going to be mine, but victory is mine right now. Victory is mine. Oh, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. So I thank you so much. Thank you all so much for coming on the line tonight. Thank you. And I pray to God that you was blessed by the word of God. Hallelujah. I hope the word of God, through the Holy Spirit, has spoken to you. Amen. That encourage you, to strengthen you, that you can hold on a little while longer. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. And with that, I'm going to say good night, and God bless you. We love you, and keep on praising, keep on blessing the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Amen. Amen. With that, I'm going to say good night, and God bless each and every one. I love you. Jesus love you. Lady B love you. Keep praising, keep worshiping him.
Yes,
good night.
Hallelujah.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Hallelujah. 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 Yeah.